News Radio 1000 KTOK. This is Heartmenders with Carol Gordon, where hearts and lives are changed. I'm your host, Carol Gordon, and my guests today are Dave and Linda Kreitz of Moreno Valley, California. They have 1+1=1 ministry, and they are precious dear friends of mine. I've known them for quite a long time, and they are been a blessing to me. Welcome, David and Linda Kreitz. And we were privileged to have them here yesterday doing a marriage seminar. Hope you got there. But we're going to talk some more today about marriage. So glean some of their wisdom. So Dave, what are the responsibilities of a husband in a marriage?
Well, I believe God is quite clear what the responsibility of the husband is. 25 years ago or 20 years ago when I started doing marriages, I'm not necessarily what I would call a minister's handbook minister, meaning I just don't grab a book and read the ceremony out of it. I usually build one to fit the individual couple. And I started, say, nosing around in the Word of God. But when I started looking at the Word about what God says to the husband, it's very clear that he's to be the lover in the relationship. And this word lover doesn't mean that he's Romeo. You know, I mean, he will probably be this too, but this word love is the same agape word for love that God loves us with. And the husband is to have this love for his wife.
Well, that takes it to a new level, doesn't it?
It takes it to a new level. I mean, it is amazing how we were in a church one time, and we were talking about the husband. I was talking about the husband loving the wife, and the pastor would say, "Well, I love my wife, don't I, honey? I love my wife." And I said to Linda that evening, I says, "I just don't think Pastor's getting it, you know, he's not hearing it." And so the next day when I was talking on it, I took this 1 Corinthians 13, where I believe we find the definition of love. Love is patient, love is kind, and so on. I took this and I read it, and instead of using the word love, I told them that if a husband loves his wife with agape love, then a husband is patient. A husband is kind. A husband is not proud. A husband seeks not his own. And I read that whole definition. And it is amazing when you read that definition using the word husband instead of love, the impact you see on the faces of people.
Yes.
I mean, you see wives, I mean, usually tears will start running down their chin, and husbands will tear up because we know that we fail desperately at being the lover. And part of the reasons that I believe that we fail is that, I mean, the reason I believe, not part, is because we can't love on our own. Agape love is something that we experience, and we experience it only as we ask God to fill our hearts with love, with His love, agape love. And I encourage men to get humble before God, husbands to get humble before God, and say, "God, I need to love this woman that You've given me, and I don't know how." And because very, very simply, only God knows what says love to that woman.
That's right.
You know, we men are not smart enough to figure it out. You know, if I would come home with 2 dozen big red roses, you know, long stem roses, and carry them in and give them to Linda and say, "Honey, I love you so much, and I just want to let you know," and give her those roses, I know my dear wife well enough to know that that would not say love to her. Her first response would be, "How much did you pay for those?"
We all have our different love languages, don't we?
Yes, we do. And the thing is, most generally, not only husbands have no clue as to what says love to their wives, and most of the time the wives really don't know what says love. But boy, when God tells you, And I can tell you how I can show Linda I love her. I mean, we are in a lot of cities, and if we happen to drive along and see a thrift store, and we got a little bit of time, when I start pulling over and I go out to make a U-turn, turn around, go back, and I park in front of this thrift store, Linda feels loved. She gets excited about that.
Oh, yes.
And
Linda, the consummate shopper.
Yes. She loves to shop. Mm. Fortunately, she's very frugal in her shopping. So she's not buying $1,000 stuff. You know, she buys the $2 stuff. And if she can get it for one, she's really happy. And so, but a husband has to be able to communicate love, agape love, to his wife.
Yes. So he's going to have to spend some time learning about her and the things he can't see God can show him.
Exactly, because God will have to do that. I was doing the ceremony of wedding in the living room of our home down in Norco. And this gentleman was getting married, and I was sharing with him, and I think this is an important issue. I was sharing with him that he needed to be the lover. And I was telling him he should take his Bible and read it, 1 Corinthians 13, read it daily, just to plant in your heart that you're to be the lover. And God spoke to me, and he said, you're telling him to do something he's not equipped to do. And boy, and I knew immediately when God speaks, you know immediately what God said, and you know immediately what he meant, because love is a fruit of the Spirit. Love comes from the Spirit of God. And love only comes, we only get love when we ask God for love. So I told his name was David, and I said, David, I encourage you to do this. Humble yourself before God and say, God, give me a heart to love this woman. Fill my heart with love for this lady you're giving me. And found out later, a few weeks later, Linda worked with this lady that night, as they're in their honeymoon suite of a hotel, David says, honey, you're sharper on this than what I am. How did Dave say I was supposed to pray? And Joyce told him that you were to pray, to ask God to fill your heart with love. Change my heart and fill it with love for me, for her. And she said he reaches over and puts his hand on her head and prays and asks God to fill his heart with love for her. She had a wonderful, Dave died, unfortunately. He passed away about 3 years into the relationship. But one of the things that I found just recently, she said that over those 3 years, all of a sudden, Dave would reach over and he'd put his hand on her head. And he would be praying. She knew he was praying, God, fill me with love for this woman.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. Listeners, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Heart Menders with Carol Gordon, where hearts and lives are changed. I'm your host, and my guests today are Dave and Linda Kreitz, and we're challenging you about marriage. And Dave is just sharing with us wonderfully on some of the things he's learned to teach other men about the responsibilities of a husband. Keep going, Dave. You're doing wonderfully.
Well, I am... We, isn't it funny? Kind of without a word there for a minute, but that's okay. We need to be lovers. We don't understand. And here's the thing I want to go on from there. And I'll just say it this way. There is great benefit to you as a husband when you start taking care of your woman, when you start loving her, when you start putting her needs and desires ahead of yours.
That's very true, because a lot of men think if they bring home a paycheck,
yes,
that's really all that's required, then they can just sit in their chair and do nothing.
Yes.
But that is not true. That is not how God designed marriage. He designed it very interactive.
It's very interactive. And the benefit is going to take place, if I can say it, behind closed doors. We are our own worst enemy, husbands, when it comes to that part of our relationship. And I can tell you, if you want to turn the heart of your wife, then you start taking care of her. You put her needs and desires ahead of your own, just like Christ put our needs and desires ahead of his. You take care of her, and she will get excited about being with you.
Well, that's wonderful. That is such a, that's so true, because God will orchestrate and make a symphony of every part of your relationship.
Yes, yes.
If he gets to be the one that's holding the baton and saying, do this over here and do that over there. And he just makes it work like it was designed to.
Exactly.
It was the very first thing he designed was a married couple.
Yes.
And that's very dear to his heart. And he does not leave us in the dark about how to live that out.
Exactly. Exactly. He doesn't leave us, but most of us are in the dark on how to
Right. Right. Because we pick up our information from the wrong places.
Exactly.
From
right.
Movies and books and TV and stuff like that, who portray a picture of marriage that is not what it is.
That's right.
It's not what it's designed to be.
Exactly.
Because they portray people selfishly.
Yes. Well, see, that's the interesting thing about agape love. Agape love only exists when it's expressed.
That's right.
And it takes action to express agape love.
That's right. Well, you got about 30 seconds.
Okay.
So wind it up, because I'm going to talk to Linda next.
Well, you know what? I'll let you.
Okay.
So I would just encourage any man out there that's hearing this that you want to do what God wants you to be in, be what God wants you to be in the relationship, then you get before God and say, God, your word says I am to love this woman.
Amen.
You're told that, Amen. Husband, 6-7 times in the Word of God.
Amen.
And not once is she told she's to love you.
Okay. Well, we'll see what Linda has to say. We're going to a break now. I'm Carol Gordon with Dave and Linda Kreitz. You're listening to Heart Menders on News Radio 1000 KTOK. This is News Radio 1000 KTOK, Heart Menders with Carol Gordon, where hearts and lives are changed. I'm your host, Carol Gordon, and we're talking about marriage with Dave and Linda Kreitz. And Dave helped us the first part of the program talking about the responsibilities of husbands. So now we're going to find out from Linda what's the responsibilities of a wife. Linda, what have you learned since the Lord has restructured your marriage?
Well, first things is that everybody's got to know that in August we'll be married 46 years. And what's amazing to me is that I thought I knew so much when I started out. And I thought I knew so much at 20 or 25, but I've really been learning the last 5 or 8 years what God says that a wife is to be and to give to her husband. And I know when all of us get married, we think our job is to make the bed and do the dishes and clean the house and make the dinner, and we do all these loving things for our men and wonder why they aren't more loving in response. And what I'm finding is that those are the easy things. Those come naturally to most of us. But the thing that God says a man needs from his wife is something that does not come naturally, at least for me. And in 1 Peter 3, I love to read the Amplified Bible because it uses a different word than the word submit. And if you were raised in church and around church, all women heard that wives were to submit. And to some people, that may be a grand idea, but to me, that was awful. And I thought that that word meant that I couldn't have an opinion of my own. If there was ever a difference, he won, which means there was competition. And the Amplified Bible throws in the word adapt to.
Yes.
And I love that word because I can see in the early years and in the middle years and on in our marriage that I was not even willing to adapt to the man that I'd chosen to spend my life with. What I thought I wanted to do instead was change him to make me more comfortable, change him to make him the kind of man that I thought I wanted to be married to, and that's not an adapting. And the funniest story that I love to think about now and sometimes tell is when Dave and I got married and there was a product on the market sold at home parties, and it was a type of plastic kitchenware, and everybody knows what that was. And so I married Dave with a whole kitchen stocked with my new Tupperware product. And then Dave said to me, "You know what? We liked iced tea." He says, "I think it tastes better in a glass." And my response to my husband's statement was, "That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard." And I thought, who could care what you drink it out of? And I did not serve him in a glass, although I had them. But those break, and I was raised really frugal, and we didn't do things that you had to replace because there were five kids and not a lot of money in my home. And now I look back on that, and I thought, what a small statement it would have been to do what God says a husband needs from me, because adapting to shows respect and honor and appreciation and the things that my Bible says a man needs to have from the woman who loves him.
Right.
And
I know that.
I thought, what a small thing, and I didn't do it. I thought, how silly. And it tells me now as I look back how right I thought I was about everything and how unteachable I was. And my husband never knew that I loved him because I wouldn't show him by the ways that a man needs to have. I tried to show him by household things, and those are nice, but there wasn't a respect mixed in with it. And so I had a husband who never felt like his wife really wanted to be with him.
Yes. I know when I started teaching and the Lord started talking to me about submission, I hadn't heard all that in the church that I went to. They didn't talk about marriage at all. And so I didn't have as much trouble with that word, but when I started teaching, I saw that I had trouble with that word. But the Lord gave me the word honor for in that. I hadn't found it in the Amplified yet on the adapting, but that was such a help that I was to come in and honor him. And it made so much change.
One of the funny ways that, I don't know, I think it's typical of we women, was a small thing, and I just started noticing how my mother and my aunt and me and other women, when we'd be driving and getting into a parking lot, we'd decide that they needed our help to find that parking spot. And I never understood that what I was doing was a lack of honor, because this man I'm married to has been driving over 50 years, and when I'm not there, I think he parks okay. So a little practical thing like that, and it's like, oh, God, shut my mouth and let me let him make decisions. And it is a form of honor. And you're right. And it didn't come naturally to me, but it's a struggle. But I keep saying, God, open my eyes to the ways that I am not honoring, not respecting, because this is what he needs, and this is what God says he's created that man to need to receive from me, his wife.
Right. I know we all learn things as wives from the Lord. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Heart Menders with Carol Gordon, where hearts and lives are changed. I'm your host, and my guests today are Dave and Linda Kreitz from Moreno Valley, California, and we're talking about marriage. Linda is telling us about the ways that she has learned to give honor to her husband, and that's the wife's responsibility. And Dave earlier told us about from the husband's perspective. So back to you, Linda. Was there some other instance that you can tell about how Dave responded when you changed?
Wow, that's hard, because he doesn't tell me a lot of what he feels, or all I do is look in his face. And I can tell by a word that I've said that I've just demeaned him, or I've just made him feel like I don't think he was very bright or very smart or very quick. And so my goal has been, oh, God, show me these times, catch me before I do it, so that I can see that he's resting and trusting and relaxed in the fact that I do think that he's an awesome man and a wise man. So it's more what I'm not seeing on his face. But I'm going to jump back to a husband loving a wife for a minute, because Dave said it doesn't bless me if he brings me home a whole bunch of roses.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just personal to me. But the reason is I would rather have something that lasts longer than a week to 10 days.
Yes.
And I would rather have a new dress or something like that. Mm-hmm. And so what he's telling me as he learns to love me in the ways that it says love to me, is that he's listening and understanding and appreciating who I am, not who he wants me to be.
Oh, that's wonderful, Linda. It has been just so great having you and Dave on today, and I'm trusting that people will want to learn more about you all and 1+1=1 Ministries. You can check their website at www.oeo, 1+1=1, the acronym for that, .com, or email Dave at Earl Kreitz, EARLCRITES, at yahoo.com, because they would love to hear from you. Heart Menders is here to encourage you to seek answers for your life. You can all have all the help from heaven that you will pursue. You can expand your hope for a good life. Heart Menders has weekly meetings Tuesday evenings at 7 at Faith Fellowship Church, 900 North May. We have details on our website, www.heartmenders.org, or by calling 495-HOPE. That's 4673 here in the city. We have other timely events and seminars as well. Don't struggle alone. Call for prayer support. When you visit the website, be sure and click on the link for a free gift. Thank you so much, Dave and Linda, for sharing your wisdom with us today. I know you've given the listeners a lot to think about. I bless you in your mission at 1+1=1. Many thanks to our sponsors, Faith Fellowship Church and Meridian Nutrition, for helping us to reach you. I appreciate the help of our producer, Jeff Gullett. Thanks to you for listening today and having an open heart to receive new insights. You are the reason for this broadcast. Your Heavenly Father cares that you see truth from His perspective and be blessed. I pray that you and those you love find healing for your brokenness, light where you've had darkness, and truthful answers for life's challenging questions. I bless you in all your footsteps this week. Next week, I will be sharing about communication. I'm Carol Gordon. You have been listening to Heart Menders International, where hearts and lives are changed, on News Radio 1000 KTOK.